if the world's ambassadors get together at the United Nations to practice diplomacy, then the world's musicians can get together on a new CD compilation to party. They come from Kenya, from Spain, from Senegal, from Guinea-Conakry in West Africa, and from Russia, among many other countries. The MC of this international jam session is Charlie Gillett. He's a DJ with BBC Radio London and BBC World Service. We first met Charlie when he introduced us to a compilation he produced last year called World 2002. Now he's back with World 2003. Charlie, good to talk to you again.
Well, it's very nice to talk to you, Scott, and lovely to hear those songs like that. That's very intriguing collage there.
Yeah, well, I've been working on it all morning. I love collages. Now, I mentioned this track we're listening to now is from Russia. To say the least, it doesn't sound like your grandfather's Russia, as they say.
But it's funny because you hear the song instrumentally and you're absolutely prepared for a voice in Spanish when the vocal comes, and it's such a kind of pleasant surprise and makes you laugh when you hear that. Obviously, you just know it's Russian.
Я молодой моя, моя работа море, моя команда все, всегда куите спой. Моя подруга ты, как есть чудная глава, моя судьба уйти и плавать, плавать.
Его судьба уйти и плавать, плавать.
This group is
Markscheider Kunst, which is, just to confuse things, a German phrase which means something like the art of discerning boundaries. Now, why a group from St. Petersburg choose such a name, I couldn't tell you. But there we are.
Hey, yo, family, what's up?
Some of the music in World 2003 is reaching a global audience for the first time because it's being heard on your program on BBC World Service. A number of the artists you feature don't have record labels behind them.
That's true.
I'm thinking particularly if I get you to talk about... Let's listen first to Weird MC.
Palava, you take fine. Palava, you go see. That's the way it's coming down. Yeah, la da chi. La la ba da she. So, ba te te kulu tempa. Kari wa hala go return da beauty sender. We'll kick in the four-centric steel. It looks great per kilo. We'll keep it on the street. It's jazz. The pepper ass. Never ever stress. Classic. Oh, we'll wait for the mess. Already, what's in the warrior mind? Palava, you define.
You know, Charlie, I don't know about you, but when I'm DJing at house parties, this is the track I play always to set it off. Is that what you do?
Really? I'm just impressed that Scott goes out and plays records at house parties. I don't do that. I just play records on the radio, and in this case, Weird MC sent me her own unreleased demos of songs she's been working on. She regularly sings with other people as like a backing singer or an occasional rapper, but she isn't yet an artist in her own right, but she's making an album that she hopes will become the kind of beginning of that. So I love this song. I played it several times, and every time I play it, people say, how can I get hold of it? So finally I can say, well, this is how you can get hold of it.
Hey, your family, let's go home.
I guess it's not surprising that, about a dozen tracks on this compilation have some connection to Africa.
To Africa? No, it isn't surprising, given my predilection.
It's impossible, I expect, to talk about music coming from Africa without talking about the music scene in Senegal. So let's listen now. We'd like to hear a little Dara J.
Okay, mon flow brille comme le bazin riche, c'est décise. Je viens Dakar, je suis métisse, mais pas des bizarres. Plus boubou que bling bling, kiff les bin bin. Loin de la famille, de mon bled, mon cœur déprime.
We would probably recognize this in North America as the kind of rap that maybe first caught a lot of people's attention.
Yeah, but it's more gentle, and B, it has a purpose, a sort of social purpose. They're speaking to Senegalese youth and saying, if you do go to Paris, don't forget about Dakar. Each city has its own virtues and qualities, and don't just kind of abandon Africa forever. You are an African. Wherever you go, the Africanness will always be in you.
Je prends mon billet direct, direction Paris-Dakar.
I want to ask you about a song by the Egyptian singer Samira Said. Now, she won the Best Middle East Artist Award at this year's BBC Radio 3 Awards for world music.
Yep. And it's interesting because when world music started out, you know, which was roughly 1987, was when the phrase itself, we coined it. The one thing we kind of agreed at the time, if it sounds like ABBA or Madonna, but just happens to be in another language, that doesn't count as world music. You know, if it's sort of essentially danceable pop music with maybe a disco feel, that doesn't qualify. That no longer is that the case. It can qualify, and the success of Samira Said last year established that precedent. The second voice is Cheb Mami, who is a very, very popular Algerian singer. So they play the same game in this music as Americans play, where you take two well-known singers and you put them in a duet together, hoping to draw the fans of each singer to this new project. And that's what's happened here very, very successfully.
I want to ask about the first track on this CD. It's from France. It is not Charles Aznavour. Or anything rather like that. But once again, as with any of the great French singers, you really don't have to speak the language to recognize this is a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. Le vent nous portera, the wind will carry us. And there is, I'm afraid, a tragic story attached, because since this album came out, the singer has been involved in a tragic incident in Lithuania where he hit and eventually killed his girlfriend. So this is a sort of cause célèbre through France. And you hear now, Le vent nous portera, and you do wonder.
Je n'ai pas peur de la route, faudra voir, faut qu'on écoute. Des méandres creux des reins, et tout ira bien là. Le vent nous portera. Ton message à la grande eau, c'est la trajectoire de la course à l'instantané. Le velours, même s'il ne
I think the conventions of North American broadcasting require us to state that he is awaiting trial. He hasn't been convicted, though. To read the newspapers in France, they certainly don't seem to have any doubt. But I guess he's more or less confessed, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he has said, whatever punishment I should have for this, I will accept it and take it. I mean, he's just beside himself with remorse and regret. But as I say, the song still is, I find it more moving than ever.
You've dedicated this compilation to the memory of Joe Strummer, who died over this past year. Joe Strummer, of course, was one of the founders of The Clash. And he had a real interest in world music, didn't he?
He did. He was an adventurous man, Joe Strummer. And The Clash, of course, came from the time when British music was adventurous and pushing forward. And the song Mondo Bongo on this album somehow summarizes quite a lot of what I like about world music and the fact that people are looking and listening outside of their own personal private world.
I was patrolling the pachinko, you noodle model parlor in the nefarious zone, hanging out with insects, underducting. The CIA was on the phone. Well, such is life.
For those of us familiar with the Joe Strummer of The Clash, you can both recognize and be surprised by this fellow who is not singing, "Oh, I'm so bored, what do you S-I?" And yet, in a sense, he is.
Yeah.
Forgive the bad Joe Strummer.
No. He's very good. Very good to remind people what he sounded like.
Mondo Bongo, nobody said it was fair.
Before we go, I want to talk about a track that might be particularly meaningful to you personally. First, let's just say that it comes from Slovakia, but people who might speak that language don't expect to hear it.
Oh, babe, I'm just svým tělom i dušou celou. Připravená jsem na svět, to jí dýchá láskou, dýchá láskou, dýchá láskou brou. Laj, 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 oh, laj. Laj, 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 oh, laj,
Charlie, tell us what you know of this performer and what she's created.
Well, she's called Sui Vesan, and I have met a number of Slovakian people, and I say to them, do you know the singer Sui Vesan? And they look at me blankly. I can't find anybody who knows anything about her. The record was one of those that just came through the post. I put it on, and when I played it on the World Service, I have never had so much reaction as to this song. Now, part of that is because the record was so hard to find. And when she came in on my show, she brought in bits of pieces of grass and pieces of wood, and she just hits her guitar with them as opposed to her hand, if that's the sound that she wants.
This is a language of her own invention.
If she cannot get her emotions and feelings through the existing language, she will sit down and write herself a new one in order to do so. So I'm very happy that we should finish with this song by Sui Vesan, because she is the sort of emblem for me of communication, you know, through mysterious means.
Charlie, it's always a delight to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you. It's a great thrill to know that this music is being heard in the United States.
Charlie Gillett is the producer of the CD compilation World 2003, speaking with us from the studios of the BBC in London. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.